everyone, and welcome back again to Radio Elias. Today we are back, three of us today. I am here with Gigi. Can you say hi, Gigi?
Hi.
And I am here with Ignace.
Hello.
Today the three of us are going to be discovering another Italian movie, but this time we are going with a more new one, a newer one, a more contemporary movie from 2019 by a guy called Carlo Sironi. It is a Polish-Italian movie, which is crazy because Ignace is in fact Polish and we are in fact in Italy. Crazy stuff. And it's about a girl who's pregnant, who is selling her kid to this other family illegally. And this guy has to pretend to be the father of the kid during the the last month of the pregnancy, in order to sell this lie to the state and to all the authorities. And yeah, I just want to hear what you guys think about the movie generally. Just give me your like overall quick thoughts on it. And before you burst out laughing, Gigi, you can start.
I have, first of all, an opinion about your sum up. Boy, it was really... you missed a lot of information, but it's fine. I mean, the best way to know more about this movie is to watch it. So I hope we will give you the envy to watch it. But yes, okay, let's come back on my opinion. Overall, yes, I liked it. I liked that it deals with very important current issues, such as, I was about to say abortion. It doesn't deal with abortion directly, but somehow it does, because we don't have the backstory for Lena wanting to sell her child, but we can easily imagine the amount of women that get trapped in this type of situations because they don't have the right to get an abortion. Which is the case, in fact, in Poland. So, yes, I like that it raises questions upon this very important subject. And if you push it further, it even deals with human trafficking, because in the end, like, they're selling a child illegally. So, and it does, even if you push it even further, it does deal with game addiction, too. You can see Ermanno, which is the main character, dealing with some sort of addiction that he kind of controls. But in the end, there is Lena that is having a really hard time coping with the fact that she sold her child, and she starts to spend all the money she won on those games that we see from beginning to end. So it deals with a lot of big problems, social issues, even though it's not obviously and always direct. Other than that, I really enjoyed this movie for some nice shots. One, two, three nice shots they have. Some parts were very expected, such as the character development, but it was not a big problem, and there is still a bit of suspense somehow, because this story could have take a lot of ways, a lot of potential endings, yet they chose a very realistic tale, which I found enjoyable. So yeah, that's overall how I like the movie.
Okay, so to me it's a nice movie, but I don't think it's like incredible. I think I will quickly forget about it, but it's still nice. And the most interesting thing about this movie to me is that it's Polish and Italian, and I kind of studied cinema, so I know a lot about Polish cinema, and I watched a lot of Italian movies, and the connections that the filmmakers made in this one to connect Polish and Italian cinema, it's really, really interesting. So I think it was interesting mostly because of this fact.
Very interesting. And actually, that is also something I would like to ask you more about, Ignace. Like, what in this movie particularly was was influenced by Polish art and the Polishness of it all. And what do you see as more Italian? Like, I want to hear about the contrast and stuff.
Okay, so the thing that you can see the most easily is the fact that like the lighting, the cold colors, and the amount of gray that is in the screen, it's something very characteristic for Polish and Eastern cinema, that almost everything seems very grayish and blank, and it's shot in this kind of slow pace, because when I compare Poland and Italy, like generally, the thing that it's the most different, like the thing you can notice most easily, is the light. Even like not only in art, but also like in the streets or in the nature. Nature in Poland is much more like grayish. It just looks more gray because in Italy there is a lot of sun, and everything is more bright, and you can really feel it. So it has also representation in the movies. Also, in Poland, I think the most important genre is in films are the dramas, and dramas that take consider topics like loneliness and being generally unhappy about life or something like war. It's very, very popular with this in Polish cinema. So like I can really see the same kind of vibes in this movie. So to me, it's mostly that this is slow-paced kind of set drama and the lighting. It's like the connotations are, to me, when I watch the movies, really strong.
Nice. That's super interesting to me. Super interesting to me. Yeah. And I would like to ask you now, Gigi. I'd like to ask both of you, but you can go first, Gigi. Like, what did you guys just think of the characters? And if you saw any development or anything like that?
Well, obviously there's a character development. Like I said, it was predictable, kind of, but I don't think it's a problem. At first, the characters, both of them, the main characters, they look very cold and careless. The thing is, you learn quickly that they are just young adults, barely out of childhood, and they were just trying to deal with their lives while living in terrible conditions. And whether it be Ermanno or Lena, they both look very numb. They're practically muted in the movie. There's no much dialogues. They distance themselves from what's going on until it becomes unbearable, and the character are really taking a 360 turn at some point, and that's where the emotions and stuff start to come through. And at the end, I thought the characters were really endearing.
Thank you, Gigi, for that. And what about you, Ignacio? What did you think of them?
Well, to me, it's just simple, because I think both of them are just very lonely and lost, and they try to find some connections, but they really can't. So they are not truly living. They are only trying to survive, to me. That's what I saw in them. And I like to think that the Polish character, she came to Italy to... she came to Italy and she kind of brought the sad lighting and all the gray with her to Italy.
That's actually pretty interesting that you say that, Ignacio, because I think that the one point in the movie that I remember where we had more colors, they were connected to her, to the Polish character. It was this one scene in the party, and all the colors had been very drab, and like even were after the scene. But on the scene they filmed her, like it looked like she was at the sky, or maybe it was just the lights from the party, and she was wearing this purple dress. And she was dancing to this music, and it gave the whole movie, like, it made her seem like the one interesting thing, or the one thing that really did something within our main character that moment. So I don't know if I agree with the fact that she was the drabness of it all. I think his life in many ways was very drab and gray and uninteresting as well, anyway, in terms of him doing nothing but working like at this, what, this car wreck place, and also just gaming away his life, gambling all his money away. So I think that she was also a source of color and happiness to me.
Well, if you put it that way, I would actually agree with you, because one of the first scenes something that really caught my eye, that the film really presents Italy, maybe not in the form of lighting, but it really presents Italy how it is looking, like not in the touristic places, but like the real buildings and the real spaces, that it's not like extremely beautiful everywhere, and you have this just dirty walls with some ugly graffiti. And you have this stone-cold floors inside the apartments, and even the very characteristic like knobs and locks on the doors. It to me, it was, because of these elements, it was something real about the world they're trying to present. And to me, it was also like this gray world was the world that the main character was living in. But so maybe I would agree with you that probably she didn't brought the all the gray, but maybe like the both sensitivities like connected, like they had the same view of their life. So maybe in this like more warm moments, the more colors appeared in both of them. I don't know if it makes sense.
Yeah, I think it's like the connection that's colorful more than her on her own. Nice. And that's my favorite scene in the movie for sure, when she's up there dancing and suddenly sparks a little light to the movie. And I want to hear yours too. So you go first, Gigi.
My favorite scene is when Lana is having an ultrasound. She has several, but there is one scene where you can really you see them going through that, and there are three characters in this scene. There is Lena, obviously the future adoptive mom, and the doctor. So basically she's placed right in the middle, so she's the main subject of the scene, and the contrast between her in the middle in front of the camera, trying to dissociate from the situations. She's really trying to not portray herself into motherhood as much as she can. You can really feel it. And the doctor next to her that basically says, oh, at this point, have you been talking to the baby lately? Because at this point of the pregnancy, the baby can recognize your voice. And the future adoptive mother, on the other hand, is super excited about how the baby is evolving. And then there's just her in the middle, trying to dissociate from all of that, because that's, she will never be the mother of this child. And I don't know, this scene was just heart-wrecking. It was very representative of the entire story in the end, so I really loved it.
Nice. How about you, Ignacio? You have one?
Well, it might be not very original, but my favorite scene is the last one, when Lena lets out all her frustrations with trying to attack Hermano at first, but later she just they just hug, and you can really feel the connection that they made, that they found something in their lives. And this is kind of cliche and like not very something surprising, but still I liked the warmth of this scene, as the characters were completely lost and they found a little bit of light.
Yeah, I get that. It's always nice and gives it a little bit more of a sweet ending instead of it just being bitter, 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 like it is throughout the most of the movie. Yeah, and my last question here for you guys to just end it off is a very simple one, and it is if you would recommend this movie to people. And I want you to start again, Gigi.
Well, personally, I liked it, but I wouldn't recommend it to anyone or everyone. I don't know. because it's pretty slow. It's pretty linear, I would say. And I, even though I didn't mind it much, like it was definitely not a problem for me, I've heard some opinions that people thought it was, well, basically boring. I wouldn't say it that way because I don't think it was boring. But to some people that are not into like slow movies and stuff like that, I wouldn't recommend it. But on the other hand, it could be very interesting if you were into that type of subject, into discovering a new director. And it's I think it's his first big movie. I think yes. So I mean, it has pros and cons, but I would recommend it, but not to everyone.
Nice. And how about you, Ignacio?
Well, I would recommend it to people who are interested in contemporary Italian cinema and at the same time want to get to know like Polish type of filmmaking. So, but to people looking for some really good drama, I think there are just better options that can suit you. Like the most interesting thing in this movie for me is the combination of Italian and Polish culture. So if you're in any way into it, just watch it.
Nice. Well, thanks guys for this episode. It's been a pleasure. And I hope all of you will join us next time and hear the next episode with us.